It's 10 a.m.
Wake up time!
And you're listening to Utah's most listened to sports radio show. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G. Presented by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. On 97.5 1280 The Zone in the Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hope you're all well. Thanks for making us part of your day. We're fired up, man. This is going to be a fun show today as we are live here at, I tell you what, these guys are doing some incredible work down here at, the awesome thing here at University Federal Credit Union is the fact that they want to put $400 in your pocket, like, right now. You're going to be like, okay, here's what we're going to do. You come in here, you start using your debit card, boom, there's $150. You set up your direct deposit, boom, there's another $150. Oh, and if you transfer over your auto loan, they'll give you another $100. So here you go. It's a great situation, and we need you to come down here and hang out with us.
Eagle Mountain, baby. It's where the dreams come true. It's where the eagles fly.
This is where I don't know. I think the Eagles are going to need to take a couple rest stops before they make it here on that flight.
You think the Eagles are going to be just exhausted out this way?
Yep. Like, woo, we need some time.
Hey, big shout out to our Eagle Mountain City Department. They just brought in a couple of drinks for us, Scotty. That is Eagle Mountain City Inspector right there. And also a big shout out to Eagle Mountain City Department for being so amazing. They do a great job out in this area, designating certain buildings and designs. And, you know, they listen to the show from time to time. And I hope all those ladies in that office know how much I adore them.
A lot of good people out here in Eagle Mountain.
They really are. I mean, yeah. This is, you know, these are homesteaders out here,
Scotty.
Hardy
people.
These are homesteaders. These are people that stack up a couple of barrels of wheat and a couple of barrels of sugar. They throw them in the old buck wagon, and they head out here west.
Yes.
And they establish a nice piece of ground where they can grow some tomatoes and make a run of things. That's Eagle Mountain. Homesteaders. Salt of the earth. Good people.
Okay. These are your people.
These are my people.
Little known fact, Hans lives about a 9-iron away from where we're at right now.
I do. A good solid. Well, a Frank Dolce 9-iron.
Yeah.
It would take two drivers for me. Sharked. Just sharked.
Oh, calm. No.
Sharked.
I'm not going to lie. The more I heard Frank explain it, the less I believed him.
Okay, thank
yes,
you. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. I thought you were going to go the other way.
I know.
Thought you were going to say the more I believe him. And I'm glad that you're saying the less I believe him.
Hey, you need to eat your veggies there.
Did she bring in veggies?
Mama's taking care of you.
I don't know. My wife wants to make sure I've got the proteins, I guess.
I love it. You say that your wife is disgusted with you. She puts you on such a pedestal.
Oh, man, that is not true.
100%.
She tells me every morning when I wake up, you better keep that body tight. Otherwise, I'm going to go find some new young. No, she doesn't.
No.
She doesn't say that to me every morning. How are you doing, Scotty?
It's good to see you. I'm doing great. This was awesome. So we got a lot to get to on the program today. We got a busy show. It's a Football Friday, as always, where we talk nothing but football. We might sneak in a little golf a little bit later on the show because it's the Ryder Cup.
A little Ryder Cup talk, huh?
You know? And so we might talk a little barbecue and golf with Bob Casper.
Yes. I want to talk about that because I did watch the foursomes kicked off today.
Yes.
Which is an alternate ball this morning. And when I was looking at the scores before I came this way, Scotty, the Americans were leading in three of the four matches. So doing pretty good. Teeing off early and doing pretty good to start things in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah. And then, of course, we got big games coming up. BYU against South Florida. Utah gets to square off against Washington State. And then Utah State and Boise State. And you and I were talking a little bit about that. If the Aggies can knock off Boise State, they might be well on their way to a Mountain West Conference championship game.
This is a Utah State team that, and Scotty, I know you had more faith in it than I did with a new coaching staff and all these transfers. But this is a Utah State team that I was talking about. If they could make it to a bowl game, if they could make bowl eligibility, yeah, that is a big win for Blake Anderson his first year. They've got a chance against Boise State to have 4 wins in the first 4 games.
Yes. And 2-0 in conference and beating the 2 perennial powers in their division.
So, you know, I've got and I know you've got friends that have kids on the team, but I've got a couple buddies that have kids on the team.
Yeah.
They love the coaching staff.
Yeah, they're good staff.
Yeah, like that coaching staff has really got to the heart of this team. And you're seeing it with the way they play. Just watch. Every one of them plays hard.
Well, that's the sign. To me, that's always the sign of a really good coaching staff, is when you get guys to play hard. I mean, there's always guys that are out there. I mean, USC, I mean, they're always talented, and you can always see the talent, but they don't always play hard. And when you get a team to buy in and play hard, you can overcome some talent deficiencies. I'm not saying Utah State's talent deficient. I'm just saying, like, you can overcome a lot of issues or a lot of concerns when you're trying to build up a team, when you get guys to buy in, execute, and then play hard. And that certainly seems to be the case right now.
That's exactly what they're doing, man. But you're right, some big games. I think we should jump into a little bit of conversation. There's a big circle around injuries and possible scratches, late scratches, or possible early admittance, those kinds of things that are going on right now for these games that could have some impact.
Let's get to it. Starting lineup right now, right here on the Zone Sports Network.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
And now it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the Starting Lineup. Starting Lineup on 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
Well, Scotty, I think that one of the biggest storylines that everybody's circling and everybody's following is the possibility of Jaren Hall playing for BYU. Obviously, there was an injury that took him off the field last week in a very physical matchup against Arizona State. He did take a shot from a big man, and you could see that the wind certainly was knocked out of him, but there was a pretty quick feel that it was more than just the wind. Jaren's a tough guy, and in the post game, he said, yeah, I'm fine. I'll be ready to go Monday. I'm fine.
Yeah.
But I don't truly believe that that's the case. I think that he's probably dealing with some lingering issues from that. And I know that there's a lot of speculation out there, a lot of buzz out there that he's not going to play, but I don't think that that's been really decided 100% yet. I think that it's something that needs to be decided at game time, and I think it's something that they really can put off and wait and make that decision when they absolutely have to make that decision. There's no reason for that decision to be made now.
Yeah, I agree with that.
If he's feeling better come game day and things look okay come game day, then dress him up.
Where's your point of no return on that? Is it an hour before kickoff? Is it that morning of kickoff? When do you need to?
With Jaren Hall against South Florida,
yeah,
with
taking the opponent into consideration,
yes,
too.
Yeah. With the type of injury that it is. So all three of those things. So you take into account who's injured, you take into account who you're playing, and you're taking into account what type of injury it is. I wait till an hour before. Until I absolutely have to, I don't make that decision. And I think that that's what this coaching staff needs to do. Just wait. You can get all the way up to an hour before kickoff or whenever you've got to have your last scratch, and you make that decision then. Let's see how he's feeling. But he didn't practice. Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't really necessarily care. Like, it's South Florida. It's Jaren Hall. He's been around the program. He knows what's expected of him. He knows what to expect. So that now, if it's Virginia, you're undefeated. And let's just take into, let's say you're getting to Virginia and you have not lost yet. And let's just say it's Jaren Hall, and let's say that it's, instead of dealing with any type of, you know, rib or midsection injury, you're dealing with a pretty bad knee issue.
Yeah.
Then I sit him and I tell him he's going to sit and not play on Monday morning. And then I prepare my backup starting Monday morning with the knowledge that you are playing against Bronco Mendenhall's defense. You are starting against this Virginia team that will be in Lavelle Edwards Stadium, and you have a responsibility. And then I put all of my reps on him and all of my attention on him to make sure he's prepared for that game in that moment. This game, this injury, and this player, man, I just let it play. Let's just get there and see how he's doing, how he's feeling. No reason to make a quick decision on that.
No, I agree. I think either way, you're probably in really good hands. Baylor Romney should be able to lead this team to a W. Baylor Romney's a good quarterback. Baylor Romney would be starting at a lot of schools across the country as their starting quarterback. He just has Jaren Hall in front of him at BYU, and I think this coaching staff, reading between the lines here, I think you can safely say that they feel very confident in their ability to score points and win games if they have to go with Baylor Romney. So to me, with a big game against Utah State looming next week, which I think they've gotten the attention, Utah State's gotten the attention of BYU, I think with a big game looming, I think that you you park him for a game. Now, that's easy for me to say. Jaren Hall's going to lose his mind because the dude's a competitor. He wants to go out there and he wants to play well and he wants to show the world what he can do as a quarterback, and I get all of that, but still – I can understand if I'm BYU and I'm thinking long-term for Virginia, Utah State next week, Baylor coming up, that you're going to want your team to be as prepared as possible and firing on all cylinders, and you need a healthy Jaren Hall to do that.
Well, and it's not like the moment's going to overwhelm Baylor.
If that
moment's handed to
this
him.
This dude went to Boise State on a Boise State team that I only think lost one game that year. And won on the road at Boise, which is a really hard place to do, and that was a good Boise State team. So yeah, at home against South Florida, I wouldn't be concerned about nerves or anything getting to Baylor Romney.
I think he could handle that stress. I think that he could carry the team. I'm not real worried about it because I feel like this BYU offensive line should be able to really control, overpower this South Florida defensive line. I feel like they should be able to run against South Florida. You know, I was looking at South Florida's ability to stop the run, and they give up 262 yards a game. They are 125th in the country in stopping the run, Scotty.
Not great, Bob.
No, not great. 262 yards per game they're giving up on the ground. Not to mention the 261 yards they're giving up through the air. And they really don't have an ability to get to the quarterback. It's just not a good team. So let Baylor sit in the pocket. Let him deliver. Have a nice game plan. But, look, if Jaren, on game day, if Jaren is feeling good, absolutely going with Jaren. Absolutely. And I think BYU's playing it right. Say, hey, Jaren's healthy. Jaren's ready. But then if you get there and it's Baylor, say, oh, you know, we just made a last-second decision.
Yeah.
And leave it up in the air. Because then what is Utah State doing? Now Utah State's looking back and forth like, okay, so
who's it going to be?
We're going to prepare for two quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And to a certain extent, they would be anyways. I mean, Baylor Romney's not a mystery.
No.
You know, Utah State's going to have plenty of film to prepare for both, but it is going to put a wrinkle into some of their preparation. So I have a really good feeling about how things are going to go tomorrow night for BYU. And whether it's Jaren or Baylor, I feel like they'll get it taken care of.
Yeah, I do too. And I think that it'll be a I don't know. What do you think? 21 point game, three scores at least.
That's with or without Jaren. Yeah.
Yeah. It's inevitable. But this BYU team also is playing not only for an opportunity to extend an undefeated season, but unfortunately, if you're BYU, I also think you're in a situation now where style points count. Like,
yeah,
on the national scene, when you have to tell the world who you are and how good you are, you may have to, and I know this isn't who Kalani is, and I know he hates talking about this stuff, and he'd never admit it publicly, but, you know, if I'm A-Rod calling plays in the third and fourth quarter, and you're up, you know, 31-7, it's not yet time to call off the dogs.
You got
to
make a point.
You got to make a point. You got to show the world, yeah, this team's not as good as we are, and we proved it, and we beat them by 35.
You're right. Kalani doesn't like to do that, but somebody needs to be in his ear saying, 48 points is gonna help us.
I don't think Lavelle liked doing it either, but Lavelle knew he had to do it.
If you break in the 50s, this is the year to do it.
Because nobody back east is probably going to go out of their way with a late start the way it is at BYU, going out of their way to watch this game. But what they will see is the box score the following day, and if it's 31-14, like, oh, geez, that game was a little closer than I thought. But if it's 48-17, they're like, okay, that's what BYU, they're the 15th team in the country. That's what they were supposed to do against a team that's not very good. Hate it, don't like it, but sadly that's the world we're living in right now.
So go do it. And I would assume that the offensive coaching staff understands that those points are necessary. And I think that they've got the ability to put those points up. Look at all the targets they've got. We still haven't seen Puka Nacua maxed out.
No.
We still haven't seen the two tight ends really maxed out in their ability. Although, what, Isaac Ricks had a couple of touchdowns last week?
He did.
So he's starting to pick up a little bit of red zone steam. Now, didn't you have some red zone number on him or some touchdown number on him? Wasn't Isaac Ricks like a touchdown machine?
Yeah, from last year. I think he had like 12 touchdowns. Hold on, let me.
Was it that high? It was double digits, huh?
Yeah. Let me see here. 2020, receiving.
I think you're right. I think it was.
Yeah, it was. So he had 37 receptions, 12 of those went for touchdowns.
Yeah, and you're seeing already does he have three this year?
I'm just saying 32% of his receptions
were
touchdowns. And he has, let's see, Isaac Rex has two touchdowns.
Okay, so just the two from last week. I thought he stuck one in against Utah State, but nope, that was Arizona State.
Neil Powell's got three. Gunnar Romney's got two. And then you got Rex with two, and then Sampson has the other one.
Well, it's time to put it on them. Time to turn up the gas. Time for the style points. And I fully expect it. I think they're capable of putting up 48-plus.
Yeah, and I think you
against
can
South Florida.
Yeah. Is there a who makes you what game? Well, obviously, I think the answer is University of Utah. If you had to compare the two, which team is more likely to lose their game, I would say Utah, but even then, I don't think Utah has a chance of losing that game.
No, I don't. Washington State, I know that they're reeling, but coming into Rice-Eccles Stadium, if Utah had to go to Pullman, knowing how desperate Washington State is, maybe they pull out all the stops and play special on their home field. I just don't see it happening. I don't see it happening at Rice-Eccles Stadium.
By the way, some news out of there at Washington State, which it's a mandate for state employees to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
And apparently the president of the University of Washington State still said that Nick Rolovich has not been vaccinated. I don't know how he's dodging this thing, but he's found a way to dodge it.
He still hasn't.
Yeah.
Because he said he was
going to. Said he was going to. Said I'll abide by what the governor said, and according to the school president, he didn't say him by name. He goes, we have a predominant member of our staff here at Washington State who we all know who is yet to be
Oh, boy.
Well, maybe it's one of the tenured teachers.
Could be.
A lot of tenure.
I don't know. I don't think this is the English professor.
How does this play out?
I think he gets fired, honestly. If they continue to struggle, I think.
Which they will.
I think this is, he's done. Here he said, this is what the school president said. The major elephant in the room has been one individual in a prominent position that up until this date has not been vaccinated and has not talked to the media much about where that is. Yeah.
That was the president?
Yeah.
Boy, can you talk about a contentious relationship between a president and a head coach?
Yeah.
That is not good.
That's the thing. When you get sideways, it's one thing to get sideways with your athletic director. It's another thing when you get sideways with the president of the university.
Well, there's probably some bad blood there, too, because Nick Rolovich said that he would follow
the advice. He did throw that out there, said, I will do that. I will follow the
So as a president, you're like, okay, well, you said you were going to do it. Now, what's happening here?
Well, and it's a problem, too, if you're the president of the university when you make, you know, there's a school mandate, and so you're making the English professor and you're making the, the head of the economic department who may or may not want to get vaccinated. You're like, you have to do it. And they're like, well, we don't want to. We're like, too bad. It's a mandate. You go do it. And then you got the football coach going rogue. And he's like, well, I'm not, you know, I'm the football coach. I don't have to. Like, you have to. He's like, well, make me.
Yeah. So now everybody's looking at him like,
well, if you don't make him do it, why do I have to do it?
Yeah. Why did I just do it?
He's in charge of 100 people. I've got 500 kids in a class.
There is no wiggle room for that.
Yeah.
As a president, you have to take quick action.
I'm sure what the president's thinking right now, number one, he's losing. Number two, he's not following the mandate. So can I fire him with cause and get away without having to pay him?
That I'll bet they're looking into that.
Yeah.
Or they're at least reaching out wanting to know, okay, so what is your plan with this?
Yeah.
And look, if that's what he decides, then that's what he decides.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, you've got – You have your choice to make. You do. You have your choice to make. And whether you like it or not, these government mandates, they've been handed down for certain areas, whether you like it or not. And I know a lot of people that hate it, and that's fine. I'll reserve kind of my opinion on that. It's fine if you hate it.
Yeah.
But it is what it is right now, and you got a decision to make. Rolovich has a decision he's got to make.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like he's making the decision that's going to go directly against the policies.
All right, we're live here at, I tell you what, just a beautiful facility, and it's really fun to see what is going on here at University Federal Credit Union. Gabe is with us once again. Gabe, we talked to you on Monday at a beautiful new facility in Lehigh. Now we're down here in Eagle Mountain. It's awesome what you got going on down here.
Yeah. They're like sister branches. They look exactly the same, but we have a full-service branch ready for everyone just at 3535 Ranches Parkway.
This is really one of my favorite areas in the state of Utah. Obviously, I've lived out this way for the past 16 years. This is really my home. But this building, everybody in Eagle Mountain is going to be familiar with this building. It used to be a CrossFit building, and it has been completely renovated, built out, cleaned up. It is so gorgeous in here. And there are so many friendly people here to greet you and help you with whatever you need. If you're looking to refinance your car loan or you're looking to open up an account, Gabe, I know your people are here to help as quickly as they walk in.
Yeah, we truly live the mission of improving our members' financial well-being. So we just take a good overview and look at everything. That way we can help folks in these new areas that we're at. Especially the folks that are already our members. They're so happy to see us. So come and see us and get some free swag today.
Well, and also, too, you got steps to $400. You can really hook some people up with putting some C-notes in their pocket.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we can get you $150 for bringing over your direct deposit, another $150 for using your Visa card, and then $100 for refinancing your auto loan.
So we've got a ton of jazz gear. We'd love to have people that haven't come in the last month come back and grab a piece of jazz gear. But if you've grabbed a piece of jazz gear within the last month, please leave it for people that haven't come in and had jazz gear within the last month. But I also see, Gabe, out here on the table, you've got some University of Utah gear.
Yeah, we absolutely do. We have some hoodies, we have some t-shirts, and other cool things. We have some...
Well, is that first come, first serve?
First come, first serve, yeah. Come on out.
That's a nice hoodie.
And get your
too.
Size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Let's go. Let's get you taken care of. Again, we're down here in Eagle Mountain, 3535 Ranches Parkway, the brand new Ranches Branch down here at Eagle Mountain. Stop by, say hi. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
It's game week for the Utes, and the Zone Sports Network is getting you ready for kickoff. The Utes open up Pac-12 play as they welcome in Washington State for an early start. Listen all week for your chance to win tickets to the game and then catch the Ute pregame show Saturday at 10:30 with the postgame show immediately following the game on the Zone Sports Network. From Monday morning to the postgame press conference, nobody brings you better coverage of Ute football.
You ready?
Yeah!
Than 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
Scott Girard. Bob Beeler is going to join us coming up a little bit later on the program. We'll talk some Boise State with him. We'll also get an update on the South Florida Bulls. We might chat a little golf. And Lloyd is efforting our good friend Alana Brophy. See if we get a forecast for tomorrow. All the games here in the state of Utah.
How would you feel if I ran a poll question for Utah State fans? The problem is you can't.
But come on, polls are fun.
I know they are, but I'm not exactly Qualtrics. I can't dial up my sample size, you know?
You got a good sample size. You always get like 3,000-4,000 responses on that stuff.
I know, but like I can't get the Utah State fans to pull the information because I want to ask Utah State fans and Utah State fans only.
So you're worrying about a little cross-contamination from BYU and Utah.
Exactly. But I want to ask Utah State fans and Utah State fans only, would you rather beat Boise State or BYU?
Ooh.
And I know that I'm going to get the BYU fans that pour in on response and like, oh, it's BYU every time. Of course they want to beat BYU. But I want to ask Utah State fans and Utah State fans only, because Boise State is an in-conference opponent.
Yeah.
Boise State is a dominant in-conference opponent.
I would like to think that a Utah State fan out there would say 150% Boise State. You beat Boise State after beating Air Force. You have a you are in the driver's seat.
A stronghold.
For the division title.
Yes, you are.
You not only have the head-to-head win, you have the tiebreaker with Boise. You've already beaten Air Force. The rest of the division, Colorado State lost to an FCS opponent. Wyoming nearly lost to an FCS opponent. New Mexico. I mean, let's be honest here. And you don't play Nevada. You don't play Fresno State. And you don't play San Diego State this year. So if you beat Boise, you are...
in the driver's seat.
Might as well start... printing up tickets for a Mountain West Conference championship game.
Okay, but if I told Utah State fans that they could only have one of those, one loss out of those two games.
They have to say Boise State.
Okay, so I can't throw the poll question out there, but if you've got Utah State in your logo on Twitter and tweet at me, I need to see some proof, some identification.
You know what? Here's the thing. I bet. Do it. Put it out as a poll question. Say, Utah State fans, I'm talking to you and you only. Which would you rather have? I'd say it would be 80% Boise State.
If Utah State fans only answered.
Yeah. But, I mean, even with BYU fans probably chiming in there a little bit, I still think it'll be 70%.
Okay, I'm gonna throw it out there. Even with BYU fans,
okay, give me like 65 to 70.
I'm gonna ask in the poll question. I'm gonna ask BYU fans not to respond.
Yeah,
I'll put a just want to see the answer, because you know then you could click on the just want to see the answer.
Yeah.
Hey, be honest out there, people. If you're a BYU fan, don't go clicking BYU just to try to sway the numbers on me. I want to see. I want to get a good sample size because I'm curious about this because I still think Utah State fans would go full BYU. I still think that that neighbor in Provo is still the one they'd like to throw.
This year might be a little different because you do have it'll be an undefeated BYU team going into that game, and if you could cause a little damage to their season and that, you know, provide a blemish to that record, I'm sure Utah State fans would enjoy that. But if you're talking about, look, I mean, Utah's not happy at all that they lost to BYU. I mean, the streak got snapped, and they can't be pleased about it. But at the end of the day, they're worried about Rose Bowls. They're worried about division titles, Pac-12 championships. That's what Utah's got to be concerned about.
Yeah.
I mean, if they go out and do all that, I'm sure Utah fans would be like, all right, well, we lost to BYU, but, hey, we're playing on Pasadena on January 1. Life's pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're Utah State, if you are thinking that way, that you would rather have the BYU or the Boise State, then you got to put that stuff to – you got to put that nastiness aside focus on the big picture.
Where is the Mountain West Conference champ going? What is the tie-in now?
Ooh, it's the new – I think the Los Angeles Bowl. It's in new SoFi Stadium, yeah.
That'd be a pretty nice gift.
Yeah.
It's not going to be in Vegas because – Vegas thinks they've gone big time.
And they, you know, with that new stadium, they're filling their oats a little bit.
I hate them. I hate Vegas.
Oh, man. I'm going to be down there
in
3 weeks.
Mesquite's nice this time of year.
Let's go to Wendover, shall we?
You know, it's still my jam.
I know it's your jam.
The Wendover is still my jam. Okay.
We still need to do a show trip out to Wendover.
I know.
Hey, you know what?
There's a sponsor out there. We'd love to be out there. The Rainbow Montego Casino.
I like how you look at Jonas.
Well, I do. I love going out there. Everybody else hates it, but I love it.
No, I love going out to Wendover.
Well, you got to have a tetanus shot.
No, stop it. What? That's not helping for your sponsor right there. No. Maybe dial that down a little bit.
I'm just saying there's a lot of rusty stuff out there.
No. No.
Okay. All right. You know it's my hot spot. I know everybody out there. I go out there. I'm serious. I sit
remember
at a table.
Remember when you and me went out there and killed the buffet out there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's why we haven't been invited back.
No. They went into an economic shift, a downturn for about months.
After we killed all those crab legs, they called those guys from Deadliest Catch like, hey, we got a problem here. We're starting the season a week early.
And Deadliest Catch called back and said, hey, joke's on you. Those weren't actual crab legs.
Yeah, you went there.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, there's no way we're going out there now.
I joke because it's my baby. I joke because it's
you only hurt the ones you love.
Yes, it's the land of my love. Like that, I go there and they all know me by first name.
You're like Norm from Cheers walking in there.
I sit down and they're like, oh, great, here's the idiot that gives $100 for the next 2 hours and then leaves. And goes and eats
at least
buffet.
Could he lose a little bit more money for crying out loud?
So, Scotty, I wanted to mention this because I bumped into a guy. It's actually a buddy of mine that is a big, big, big-time Utah fan, a huge Utah fan. And he said, all right, dude. He's like, I know we should beat Utah State or we should be Washington State. I get that. We should beat them. He said, but what do you want to see in that Washington State game? And it got me thinking, just going down to the base of this, of what Utah needs to do and what I need to see. And based off of the last two film reviews that I've done, there are two things that I absolutely need to see from Utah. Two things against Washington State. Number one, no stupid gives on special teams. It is one of the base things for Utah that we've all become familiar with. They've given up kick returns for touchdowns. They've given up so many stupid penalties, so many big moments. You know, Covey, you'll have a nice punt return. You'll have some stupid penalty. You'll come down for kick cover. A guy will break it off the edge. He'll hit a touchdown. You know, the kicking game, I want to say that they've missed, Lloyd, what have they missed? An extra point? Two extra points?
Two this season, yes.
And what, two field goals?
Yeah, I think two field goals.
Yeah.
I just scratch my head. So, Scotty, and look, if you really want to break it down even lower than that, don't give up a special teams touchdown. Just don't do that.
Yeah.
Is that so much to expect?
It shouldn't be.
Okay. So, and I don't think it's so too much to expect from Utah fans, because they've come to really expect Utah special teams to be dominant. Okay. That is one must. The other must is, and I know this is generic, and you know I don't go to it ever, but I want to see them win the turnover battle. I know that's generic. And I stay away from that stupid stat. I stay away from that stupid conversation. It's never my tips and keys to the game. Well, they got to win the turnover battle. But because of what we're seeing with Utah right now, what I'm saying is get back to the base and make sure that you're winning that battle.
Yeah.
You're plus one. Not even back to square. Plus one. Force the turnover. Find a way to force the turnover. The pick, the hard hit, the strip. The even if it's an onside kick, I don't care. Force a turnover. Win it. And I know that won't show in a plus one category, but make sure you win that possession battle with at least a plus one turnover. That's all I want to see. Everything else, you know, I think this new offensive line that'll be out there, we'll get a feel for them. This new quarterback that'll be out there, we'll get a feel for him. Coordinator's got to call a good game for him. He has to feel comfortable with Cam Rising and has to start to get fit, comfortable with this team. They're kind of starting from scratch a bit.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
Everybody's had to fight for their job. Everybody's had to win a job. Did you ever deal with that, Scotty, in your time playing football, where the coaching staff comes in and says, nobody has a starting job anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's fighting for their job.
Yeah. The thing that always bothered me is when you had a good game and then, but you lost, and it was like, not one of you out there did what you were supposed to do. Not one of you. And I'm like, go look at the film. I played pretty good. I was pretty good. I don't care about the rest of these jokers, but don't lump me in with them, because I did all right. And then they'd show the film, and then they'd find a couple mistakes you made and talk about those.
It wrecks my guts, because there were so many meetings I sat in where I was like, I play good. And then there were some that I sat in, and coach was like, nobody has a job anymore. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, yeah, that would be me. That'd be me.
He's talking about
me. Yeah, he's why is he looking right? He doesn't need to look right at me while he's yelling it. You're saying everybody doesn't have a job. Look at everybody. Don't just sit there and look at me. But this is one of those situations where nobody's done good enough. Nobody deserves a starting job. Everybody's up for everybody. Every position's up for grabs. And I think it's coaching staffs are all. I think every position group is. All those staff members are like.
Oh, they got
all on Pinsky. Who was it? Was it Bronco that told everybody they didn't have a job? Or?
It was.
What is that?
I was after a season, and he essentially fired everybody and then told them all to reapply for their jobs.
Was that rumor, though?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. I think it was the year that Doman was let go. It was confirmed.
And it was the year before Jaime Hill quit in the middle of the game.
I think it was. Well, I don't know. I think it was a little bit after that. But I do remember it was somewhat confirmed by Ron McBride, who said that and joked to Bronco. He goes, every time you go to Hawaii after the season, you come back and you fire everybody. He goes, your guys do not want you to go to Hawaii because apparently you have too much time to think about things over there.
He goes to Hawaii and then starts lamenting.
And then comes back and says, you're all gone. You can reapply for your jobs. I'm pretty sure that did happen. If I'm wrong, and somebody out there can correct me, but I feel pretty confident saying that did happen.
Well, I'm sure that's how everybody feels right now in those offices. Kyle isn't going to go out like this.
No, absolutely not.
He's not going to go out like this. He can't go out like the way we let LaBelle go out.
Yeah.
Which
was 6-6.
Still makes me sick. But we did rally the troops in that last game.
There you go.
Gave him something special in that last game. But not special for the season. That season was stacked against us.
Were you expected to have a good year that year? I don't even like.
Yes.
I was kind of.
We were.
I wasn't paying close attention back then. I was in college.
We were. We lost our two starting linebackers. One in the first or second series against Florida State, and one in the preseason. Those were our two linebackers that were supposed to be All-Americans and absolute studs.
All right, 1048, Hans and Scotty, what you may have missed coming up next. We are live here at a brand new University Federal Credit Union location, 3535 Ranches Parkway, Eagle Mountain. For all you down here in Eagle Mountain, we'd love to see you. Come by and say hi. For all the rest of you, get that horse and wagon and come on down here and hang out with us. Make the long trail and let's go. Get the supplies in the back. You know, try not to catch diphtheria. Let's go.
I would love to argue with you and be upset with your absurd your absurd comparisons, but we are out here a ways, and everything out here is named after something pioneer-wise. In fact, if you've never come out this way to come see where the U.S. troops were marched in for the Utah War back in 19—no, I'm now forgetting the year. But anyways, this is where the troops marched in, Cedar Fort, which is just right here behind us. Yeah. And if you haven't seen the 2 million square feet of Facebook facility, that was just built right down the hill here. Yeah. So if you want to see 2 million square feet of sheds, that's cool. That's out here.
But this is the power of the University Federal Credit Union. If you're in Utah, they will find you. Yeah. And they will put a branch there because they care about their customers.
Well, and they care about the good people of this earth.
Absolutely.
And there are good people out here in Eagle Mountain. And they need their financial futures taken care of as well out here. So they're here for you. And this is a great building. And, Scotty, you know I've loved living out here. You know that.
Oh, I know. This I know, these are my people, man. Yep.
These are farmers and construction workers. And, you know, these are the guys like me that, that just couldn't afford anything in Bountiful. So we come out this way to try to make a go of things, raise a family on a fair.
Don't you dare go this whole meager belongings nonsense with your 15 acres you have right here.
Oh, that's ridiculous. It's not even close to 15.
You lease that land to Facebook.
Hey, and while you're out looking at the new Facebook facilities, you might as well check out the new Tyson processing plant that was put out there, too. That's fun. It's a good drive on a Sunday.
You don't want to be downwind from that one, huh? All right. Hands Scotty. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
The Big Show.
The Big Show.
With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
Jaren Hall got the wind knocked out of him, according to him, but there's probably a little tough guy talking there. So what do they do with him for this weekend in a game in which the Magic Vegas predicting wizard has him winning by 65?
23.
What do you do with Jaren Hall?
If he's got injured ribs, then you don't play him because he probably can't perform up to snuff anyway.
The Mighty Bulls of South Florida, their defense is barely existent. Maybe that's an arrogant attitude to take, but it's something you have to take into consideration when planning out the future of your schedule. If you think you have the opportunity to make a little bit of a run here, you got to think about that stuff. You can be conservative. I do believe that because you should beat this team no matter what.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7. Presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, let's go.
You don't have time to watch every game or read every story. Fortunately, we do. Here's what you may have missed on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Bob Beeler will join us coming up here in about 10 minutes from right now. We'll talk some Boise State football with him.
Anybody that was watching that Thursday night football game last night, they saw what happened. Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
His hamstring blew out on him. And then they lost J.C. Horn, who was their first-round pick. So now you've got Carolina, who is unexpectedly 3-0. That just lost their star running back, just lost one of their best offensive linemen. And I don't know what ends up happening with them. I think that, that they should beat the Texans soundly without those guys. And Darnold's looked okay, but I don't think that this is a Panthers team that's going to make any type of noise.
Well, without Christian McCaffrey, you're right. And without J.C. Horn, you're probably right. Although I will say Darnold was dealing last night.
Yeah, he is. He's
dealing. And I'm just happy you get a guy out of New York, and it looks like he is This is like Joe Montana all of a sudden.
Looks like a baller. And I'd like to say, I'm as much as I love Christian McCaffrey, I'm just kind of getting to that point with him.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, man. Your body's wound too tight. You're too little for the game.
Should have eaten more fried food. Whole milk.
Yep. Too fragile. Yeah. Dad should have been better.
Okay. Leave Ed out of this. Easy Ed McCaffrey. He's a tremendous player.
Christian's body just can't handle it.
Yeah. Maybe PK was right. He's too small.
Well, that's what it's looking like. It's just too many injuries, and I don't know how long this hamstring is going to keep him out of it.
Yeah.
I love this quote from Cam Irving. This is one of his teammates. It's the left tackle of this team. Did you hear his quote?
I did not.
And we're a football team. They asked him, you know, you lose Christian McCaffrey. What does this do for the season? He said, we're a football team. We're not the Carolina Christian McCaffreys. Yeah, you kind of are the Carolina Christian McCaffreys. You go as he goes, and he ain't going anymore.
We're live here at University Federal Credit Union. Right now, you can get all kinds of opportunities to save money and then earn money as well. You can steps to $400. How about this? You set up your debit card and you make some transactions using that debit card, $150 in your back pocket. You want a direct deposit from your employer? Boom, $150. You want to switch over and refinance your auto loan? Boom, there's another $100. And they've got great locations all across the state, now in Utah County. We're live here in Eagle Mountain, 3535 Ranches Parkway. We got a bunch of jazz gear. Come by, grab some of that, and see what they can do to help save you money here at University Federal Credit Union. Coming up next, we'll chat some Boise State with Bob Beeler next, right here on the Zone Sports Network.